Historic forest fires, the Oso landslide, global warming. These are among the issues in the race for Washington Commissioner of Public Lands. Seven candidates are competing in the August primary to replace outgoing Commissioner Peter Goldmark. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Washington's lands commissioner oversees state trust lands that generate money for schools. The commissioner must navigate a constant tension between the timber industry and environmentalists. Three Democrats lead the fundraising race. There's Hillary Franz, executive director of the environmental nonprofit FutureWise.
I'll work to restore healthy forests. I'll implement overdue wildfire prevention plans and end dangerous steep slope logging.
There's King County Councilmember Dave Upthorgrove, who describes his vision for the office as
no to old-fashioned timber practices and yes to wildlife habitat, clean water, and sustainable harvest for our schools.
And there's Karen Porterfield, a former vice president of United Way of King County, who's never held elected office.
It is time that we took a practical business approach to our public lands, not a political one.
The Republican in the race is Steve McLaughlin, a retired U.S. Navy commander who provided disaster relief after the Oso landslide and Eastern Washington fires.
I realize my experience as a naval officer and incident command instructor could serve the citizens of Washington State.
The candidate audio is from TVW's Video Voters Guide. Also running for lands commissioner, former Spokane Mayor Mary Verner and former Olympian John Stillings, both Democrats, and aeronautics engineer Stephen Nielsen, a Libertarian. The top two vote-getters will advance to the general election, regardless of party. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.